Today we'd like to see the title of Is Anything Too Hard for the Lord? In Genesis chapter 18 and 19. To a non-religious souls through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Question 1, in chapter 18 verse 34, Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. What does it mean in the context, and how can you apply it to our lives? Question 2. In chapter 18, 32, then he said, Let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak, but once more, suppose 10 should be found there. What is observed from Abraham's prayer in the context, and what can you learn from here? Question 3, in chapter 19, verse 1. Now the two angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. When Lot saw them, he rose to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. What kind of person is Lot in the context, and what can we learn from here? In the last time, in Genesis chapter 7:27, an old man of his house born in the house of a boat with money from a foreigner was circumcised with him. Abraham circumcised all the men of his house without hesitation. After being convicted of God's commandment to circumcise at 99 years old. Chapter 18, verses 1 to 8. Then the Lord appeared to him by the terebinth trees of Mamre as he was sitting in the tent door in the heat of the day. So he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, the three men were standing by him. And when he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them, and bowed himself to the ground and said, My Lord, if I have now found a favor in your sight, do not pass on by your servant. Please let a little water be brought, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree, and I will bring a morsel of bread that you may refresh your hearts. After that, you may pass by inasmuch as you have come to your servants. They said, Do as you have said. Verse 6, So Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah, and said, Quickly make ready 3 measures of fine meal. Knead it and make cakes. And Abraham went to the herd, took a tender and good calf, gave it to a young man, and he hastened to prepare it. So he took a butt and milk and the calf which he had prepared, and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree they ate. The Lord appeared to Abraham through 3 divine messengers. Abraham bowed himself to them. Abraham provided a morsel of bread, fine meal, a calf, beef, the best food for them, providing the need of guests for food or lodging. Was a culture at that time. Even the same culture today in Bedouin people. Also, it is the practice of God's 2nd greatest commandment to love your neighbors as yourself. It is interesting that the divine messengers are eating, and so they are able to take on the form of humans. At least one deity was Christ, who appeared in the Old Testament, called as Christophany or Theophany. While the other two of the angels went on their mission to deliver God's word about Sarah's pregnancy by Abraham. That cross-reference right here, Hebrews 13:2, Mark 12:31. Then verse 9-13. Then they said to him, "Where is Sarah, your wife?" And he said, "Here in the tent." And he said, "I will certainly return to you according to the time of life. And behold, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son." Sarah was listening in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, well advanced in age, and Sarah had passed the age of childbearing. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, "After I have grown old, shall I have a pleasure, my Lord being also old?" And the Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh, saying, 'Shall I surely bear a child since I am old?'" The divine messengers told to Abraham about Sarah's son pregnancy. About Sarah's son pregnancy. Sarah overheard it and laughed at it because her age was 89 at the menopause and Abraham's age was 99. 14. Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Question 1. Nothing is harder for Almighty God. As Gabriel, the angel, told Elizabeth, the old woman bore John the Baptist, and Virgin Mary bore Jesus, because with God nothing will be impossible. Sarah had a lack of faith in the Almighty God. Laughing at it, here she saw it with her perspective, not with divine perspective. For example, she's age has been controlled not by money, even in the capitalism society, by Almighty God so far, because CCAH is the Lord's church all in all. So we ask the Lord to handle an issue, giving what we have to him and let him handle it with his power, like Andrew rather than Peter. So here, cross-reference right there, verse 15. But Sarah denied it, saying, "I did not laugh, for she was afraid." And he said, "No, but you did laugh." Sarah laughed, but she denied it. So she lied because of the fear of its disclosure. Flesh fear, not holy fear, causes lying or more lying. Sarah had not only lack of faith, but also lack of agape love. That's 1 John chapter 4:18. Fleshy fear had no agape love, lack of agape love. 16-21. Then the man rose from there and looked toward Sodom, and Abraham went into them to send them on the way. And the Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I am doing? Since Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I have known him in order that he may command his children and his household after him, that they keep the way of the Lord to the righteous and justice, and the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him." And the Lord said, "Because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grave, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry against it that has come to me. And if not, I will know. Abram farewelled the divine messengers. The Lord told Abram about a great and mighty nation through him, the blessing in him for his descendants' obedience to his word. Through Jesus Christ. And the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah for very grave sin, like the outcry against Cain for innocent blood Abel. God wanted to know where outcry against it to be judged according to his righteousness and justice. Verse 22 up to 33. Then the man turned away from there and went toward Sodom. But Abram was stood before the Lord, and Abram came near and said, "Would you also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there were 50 righteous within the city, would you also destroy the place and not spare it for the 50 righteous that were in it? For be it from you to do such a thing as this, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous should be as the wicked. Far be it from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?" So the Lord said, "If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes." Then Abram answered and said, "Indeed now I who am but dust and ashes have taken upon myself to speak to the Lord. Suppose there were 5 less than 50 righteous, would you destroy all of the city for the lack of 5? So he said, "If I find there 45, I will not destroy it." And he spoke to him yet again and said, "Suppose there should be 40 found there." So he said, "I will not do it for the sake of 40. Then he said, "Let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Suppose 30 should be found there." So he said, "I will not do it if I find 30 there." And he said, "Indeed now I have taken it upon myself to speak to the Lord. Suppose 20 should be found there." So he said, "I will not destroy it for the sake of 20. Then he said, "Let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak about once more. Suppose 10 should be found there." And he said, "I will not destroy it for the sake of 10. So the Lord went his way as soon as he had finished speaking with Abram, and Abram returned to his place. Now Abram, the question 3, prayed for Sodom, where Lot, his nephew, dwelt, about whether or not God would destroy the righteous with the wicked, from 50 righteous even down to 10 righteous. God answered, God would not destroy Sodom for the sake of even the 10. Then Abram returned to his place. Here it is observed that God desired to save all, if each available human free will is not against God, not destroy anyone. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, that's a cross reference. Then chapter 19, verse 1, question 1. Now the two angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. When Lot saw them, he rose to meet them, and bowed himself with his face toward the ground. Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom, showing him as a public office like an immigrant officer. He was well accustomed to living in Sodom. He had exercised his free will to choose Sodom like the garden of the Lord, while Abram had chosen Zoar like the land of Egypt. He, the question two, dwelled in Sodom, being restored over his stolen goods by Abram. Now he became the public officer for Sodom. Whenever Lot discovered Sodom, the ungodly city, in the context such as robbery, pride, the neglect of the poor, or homosexuality, he should move out of Sodom with his family members. Even if Lot might have kept holiness from Sodom flesh, his family members were corrupted, such as his sons, not to listen to Lot in verse 14, and his daughters incest in verse 31 up to 35. It's learned whatever a man sows, either to the flesh or to the spirit, that he will also reap. In fact, Lot also was polluted or compromised with little flesh in verse 6. Permission of his daughter to be raped by the mob. And in verse 16, his lingering was the hesitating to escape from Sodom. That all cross reference right here. Verse 2, and he said, "Hear now, my lord, please turn in to your servant's house and spend the night and wash your feet, and you may rise early and go on your way." And they said, "No, but you will spend the night in the open square." But he insisted strongly, so David turned into him and entered his house. Then he made them a feast and baked unleavened bread, and they ate. Unlike the public in Sodom, Lot provided lodging, washing feet, a feast, the unleavened bread, stated the first time, first in the scripture. And the leaven is a type of sin, and so it is sinless or pure bread. Even in a hospitality culture at that time, like Abraham's last doing, Lot also practiced God's second greatest command to love your neighbor as yourself. Matthew 16:11. Here, there is Easter is a stand for a sin, a symbol of a sin. 4-8. Now before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, both old and young, all the people from every quarter surrounded the house, and they called to Lot and said to him, "Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us, that you may know them carnally." So Lot went out to them through the doorway, a shut the door behind him, and said, "Please, my brethren, do not do so wickedly. See, now I have two daughters who have not known a man. Please let me bring them out to you, and you may do to them as you wish. Only do nothing to these men, since this is the reason they have come under the shadow of my roof." The old and young men of Sodom forced to commit homosexuality, carnality, and wickedly, with the divine messengers, it is observed that the homosexuality was a common practice in Sodom, like today. Lot suggested her two daughters to be raped by them for the divine messengers. For the sake of divine messengers, Here, Lot's serious impurity is shown over even his deep hospitality to the divine messengers. Philippians chapter 4, 8. Right here, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are pure, no pure, right? Whatever pure, lovely, whatever things are good, port, but there is no pure impurity. 9 to 11. And they said, stand back. Then they said, this one came in to stay here, and he keeps acting as a judge. Now we will deal worse with you than with them. So they pressed hard against the man Lot, and came near to break down the door. But the men reached out their hands and pulled Lot into the house with them and shut the door. And they struck the men who were at the doorway of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they became weary trying to find the door. Over the men's attempting raping the divine messengers against Lot's suggestion, not a judge for them, God made their eye blinded, and they were tired of finding the door, like Elisha's prayer for Syrian soldiers blinded in 2 Kings chapter 16:18-20. Then 12 after 14. Then the man said to Lot, have you anyone else here, son-in-law, your sons, your daughters, and whomever you have in the city? Take them out of this place, for we will destroy this place, because the outcry against them had grown great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord had sent us to destroy it. So Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law, who had married his daughters, and said, get up, get out of this, for the Lord will destroy this city. But to his sons-in-law, he seemed to be joking. The messengers told Lot to make his family members escape there before destroying this place. He told to his sons-in-law, but they neglected it as a joking. Here, the failure of Lot's taking care over his children godly is shown. Verse 15 up to 25. When the morning dawned, the angels urged Lot to hurry, saying, arise, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be consumed in the punishment of the city. And while he lingered or hesitated, the man took hold of his hand, his wife's hand, and the hands of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful to him, and they brought him out and set him outside the city. So it came to pass, when they had brought them outside, and he said, escape for your life. Do not look behind you, nor stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountains, lest you be destroyed. Then Lot said to them, please know, my lords, indeed now your servant has found favor in your sight. You have increased your mercy, which you have shown me by saving my life. But I cannot escape to the mountains, lest some evil overtake me and I die. See, now this city is near enough to flee to, and it is a little one. Please let me escape there. It is not a little one, and my soul shall live. And he said to him, see, I have favored you concerning this thing also, in that I will not overthrow this city for which you have spoken. Hurry, escape there, for I cannot do anything until you arrive there. Therefore, the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun had risen up the earth when Lot entered Zoar. Then the Lord rained brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. So he overthrew those cities, all the plain, all the inhabitants of the cities, and what grew on the ground. While Lot, his wife, and his two daughters escaped from Sodom, the Lord enjoyed lots of lingering for his wealth, power or position, until the family members escaped to Zoar, the recast city by Lot, where Abraham dwelt. Then the Lord rained brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah, as archaeologists discovered some debris. The people there have become so corrupt that they wouldn't do any good. This confirmed the righteous man like Abraham, who lived by faith, fervent prayer, avails much. God's long suffering or patience, not forever, throughout even the 10 righteous to the 4 members, in order to save any righteous ones. Verse 26, but his wife looked back behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Lot's wife looked back behind Lot, being covered with brimstone as a pillar of salt. Jesus, in warning of the dangers of turning back on the way for the kingdom of God, remember Lot's wife. God knows how to deliver the righteous ones, but reserves the ungodly for judgment, lest the wicked should be uprooted with tares. We cannot escape the judgment of God today because it's really long overdue, like even throughout the 10 righteous ones on the day of Lot or the days of Noah. Thus, we cannot serve two masters, but one master, Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior, all in all. So cross-reference right there. Then 27 up to 29. And Abraham went early in the morning to the place where he had stood before the Lord. Then he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah, and toward all the land of the plain. And he saw, and behold, the smoke of the land, which went up like the smoke of a furnace. And it came to pass, when God destroyed the cities of the plain, that God remembered Abraham, and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow, when he overthrew the cities in which Lot had dwelt. Abraham stood before the Lord on the high place of Zoar, looking toward Sodom and Gomorrah's destruction. Lot and his two daughters escaped from Sodom into Zoar. 30 up to 37. The Lord went up out of Zoar and dwelt in the mountains, and his two daughters were with him, for he was afraid to dwell in Zoar. And he and his two daughters dwelt in a cave. Now the firstborn said to the younger, our father is old, and there is no man on the earth to come in to us, as is in the custom of all the earth. Come, let us make our father drink wine. We will lie with him, that we may preserve the lineage of our father. So they made their father drink wine that night, and the firstborn went in and lay with her father, and he did not know when she lay down or when she arose. It happened on the next day that the firstborn said to the younger, indeed, I lay with my father last night. Let us make him drink wine tonight also, and you go in and lie with him, and that we may preserve the lineage of our father. Then they made their father drink wine that night also, and the younger arose and lay with him, and he did not know when she lay down or when she arose. Thus both the daughters of Lot were with child by their father. The firstborn bore a son, and called his name Moab. He is the father of Moabites to this day. And the younger, she also bore a son of Cold, his name Ben-Ammi. He is the father of the people of Ammon to this day. Lot and his two daughters dwelt in a cave on the mountain south of Zoar. Two daughters were conceived by her during her father Lot, bearing Moab and Ben-Ammi, who was the father of Ammon people. Because Lot was the relative of Abram, once Jews were forbidden to harass Moab, but later Moab and Ammon people were once of the greatest enemies to Jews. Also, Ruth, as a Moab woman, was the great-grandmother of David. Here, God's silence to the daughter's incest with their father Lot was neither his approval nor disinterest, but the incest is strictly forbidden by God in other parts of Scripture. Today, the capital of Jordan is Ammon. The descendants of Ammon, Moab, and Ishmael are called as Arab people. So, all cross-reference right here. So, you may, you know, Happy New Year. So, right here, the last day service, blessed. Prinker to ask questions. So, that is written down. And other questions available too. Continue to keep on prayer. The escaped people from Afghanistan, Pakistan, so the most of them to become Christians and to be mature Christians like Jesus Christ. So let's sing all together the on brochure Maranatha song.